Shalom, welcome to Tehillim Yomi. Today we learn Psalm 76, Ayin Vav. Continuing the theme of praising Hashem, this psalm speaks in praise of God's vanquishing the enemy. Similar to the previous psalm, it focuses more intently on the battle per se, but also makes reference to the fear of the nations of the land, and repeats the phrase Elohei Yaakov, as well as some other words which connect the two Mizmorim. The beginning of the psalm speaks of God's great name in Israel. Lamanatzeach b'neginot mizmor la'asaf shir, noda b'Yehuda Elohim b'Yisrael gadol shemo. In Yehuda, God is known, his name is great in Israel. Vayhi v'shalem suko u'meronoto b'tzion, shama shibar rishvei keshet magen v'cherev v'melchama selah. And in Shalem is his tabernacle, his mikdash, and his dwelling places in Sion. There he broke the flashing arrows, the shield and the sword, and the battle, Selah. The first phrase, speaking of God being known in Judah, is paralleled in the second stik, that his name is great in Israel. The phrase, Noda b'Yehuda, is the choice of a famous work of responsa by an 18th century Polish rabbinical giant, Rabbi Chazkel Landau, who chose the name for his book based on his father's name, and the meaning found in this psalm where the name of God is known to all. Verse 3 continues the theme focusing on the temple and Zion, but it then switches to God's power and smiting the enemies in battle. The second section speaks of the fear amongst the nations when God's awe is seen in all its glory. As a result of this, nations tremble and God, as we saw in the previous psalm, returns to judge, raising the humble and humbling the arrogant. Naor ata adir meharei taref, eshtolulu avirei lev, namush natam v'lo matzu kol anshei chayu yedehem. You are more glorious, or more feared, or more powerful, and excellent than the mountains of prey. The stout-hearted are bereft of reason, they have slept in their sleep, and none of the men of might have found their hands. Ata nora ata umiyamod lefanecha me'azapecha. Mishamayim ishmata din eretz yirea v'shaketa. Bikum lamishpat Elohim lo shia kolan ve'eretz selah. At your rebuke, ata nora, or you are great, or you are feared, who you are awesome, who can stand in your sight when once your anger is aroused? You caused judgment to be heard from heaven, the earth feared and was still, when God arose to judgment to save all the humble of the earth, Selah. The first word, Naor, has commentators debating. Either it comes from the word Or, which means light, and speaks of God and the temple and the light they radiate. Alternatively, it comes from the root Naar, or Naar, a synonym of power. The second interpretation seems likely as it fits in better with the second stik. Verses 5 and 8 provide a poetic play on words, with the first expression Naor Ata and the second one Ata Nora. According to one translation, they have the same meaning, in which case the psalmist uses them as bookends to his praise. Verses 9 and 10 return us to the theme of God in heaven's judging, and in doing so, the wicked tremble while the humble are saved. The final section reminds us once again of Psalm 75 with the word todeka coming from the root word to thank. Ki chamat adam todeka sheirit chomet tachkor nidaru v'shamu l'adonai Eloheichem kol sviviv yovilu shai l'amora yivtzor ruach negidim nora l'malchei eretz. Surely the wrath of man shall praise you. Thank you. You will gird yourself with the remainder of wrath. Make a vow and pay to the Lord your God. Let all those who are around him bring presents to him who is feared. He shall cut off the spirit of princes. He is awesome to the kings of the earth. Verse 12 takes it further, a theme we have seen in previous psalms, by asking men to take action to God. Make a vow. Pay to God in sacrifices. Two more times the word Nora is used to express the feelings nations of the world should have after seeing God's might. Some claim this psalm is describing the events of the Battle of Sennacherib made against Chizkiyahu, with God smiting the entire army in one night. Others see it as an eschatological end of days vision, the Battle of Gog and Magog. Yet others see it as it refers to Egypt and the splitting of the sea. Perhaps it is about all of them and none of them, a generic appreciation of God who defends the weak and vulnerable and destroys the boastful at all times, in all places. Either way, this psalm should be seen as a sister to Psalm 75, focusing on praising and thanking God for the wonders he constantly does to adherents, to Israel, to the righteous, and to the humble.